From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Florida lawmakers are proposing legislation that would create a new way for voters to verify who they are without using a signature. State Rep. Geraldine Thompson said it would help elderly Floridians the most.
To eliminate subjectivity, I'm proposing that we use the last four digits of a person's Social Security number. Because if you register 10 years ago, and today you have arthritis and your hand is not as steady as it used to be, your signature is not going to match.
The bill is a refile from last session. It did not receive a hearing last year. Thompson says the measure is necessary because thousands of ballots were thrown out in the 2018 election due to unverified signatures. Volunteers read the same book to 4,500 students in Delray Beach yesterday for the annual Delray Reads event. WLRN's Madeline Fox takes us to Plumosa School of the Arts.
Delray Beach started the Delray Reads program in 2012 to improve students' third grade reading scores. This year, it fell on the same day as a national effort geared at preschool learners, Reading for the Record. So Delray combined the two. Volunteers gathered in the cafeteria at Plumosa School of the Arts were serenaded by the student choir, telling them to read, read, read. Then they split into classrooms to read Thank You, Amu by Oge Mora. It was picked by the National Reading for the Record program. Atlantic Community High School principal Tara Ocampo brought two of her seniors to help her read to a fifth grade class.
Sorry and blue, she sat at the table with her empty pot until...
Knock, 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 knock. Now what? The book centers on generosity and cooking, which was appropriate for November.
November. And what do we do in November? Thanksgiving. And at Thanksgiving, what do we do? We give thanks. And we give back.
Delray schools are aiming to boost reading scores, keep kids reading over the summer, and improve attendance. I'm Madeline Fox in Delray Beach.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.